U.S. Base Number 19, Lorient, France. Corps Postmaster, New York, April 10th, 1918. Your most welcome letter of March 19th received April 10th and was glad to hear from you, but sorry to hear you and Robert have been sick, but hope this letter will find you and Robert in fine health when received, and having a fine time, all the rest in good health, as it leaves me at this time, and doing good well and getting long fine, but the U.S. will look good to me when I get chance to see it. I hope it won't be long, for I am gotten enough of France as long as I stay on the sea, the war and I hope will be so over, for the Germans is getting weaker, and I sure this drive is the last of it, but take some time to settle down and get back home, for they be lots to come back, and all can't come home first. But soon I received Captain Rice sweet stoke tobacco, and about but did not know how sent it. I never gotten this letter, but I send him one, and glad that Slater is better, and hope he will come home to stay. I hope he won't have to come over here. The sight is bad, and it look like a fish factory, and lots worse, thousands of thousands dead and laying on the ground that never will be covered by earth. I believe I can stand most anything when I get home, but I don't want to see such sight any more after this time. And over with so close by sending my best love to you and children, and hope I may walk home sooner than I expect to give you love to all inquiring friends and tell them a thunder and lightning is plentiful without rain. I know Captain Rice is happy to know his boy is getting better, and gave him my best wishes for his boy to come home, for this is now place for the front five. Ulyss and his family, my best regards, and tell Mildred and Mary, new family, too, and everybody I know to tell them I am happy as can be in doing my part, Captain George and everybody. Love to all, with hugs and kisses to all. I haven't received the frames for glasses yet, and whatever you send after, send by parcel post. From your old hub, Robert Loder, till death us parts.